Jeff Bishop is a trader's trader, a guy that even the pros turn to as a mentor for how to minimize mistakes and maximize profits.
Good idea.
Thank you.
An expert at spotting the next trend and a careful observer of the market's movements and motivations.
My name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker.
Now it's your chance to pick his brain. This is Jeff Bishop's Next Trade.
What will they think of next?
Where he gives you his market sense and tells you what he's got his eye on and how he's going to play it.
Let the games begin.
Absolutely pleased to let the games begin by welcoming Jeff Bishop back to the show. Jeff is the editor at TopStockPicks.com, the co-founder of RagingBull.com. If you want more information, well, you just heard the websites, TopStockPicks.com, RagingBull.com, on Twitter at RagingBull for more information. And Jeff trades stocks and ETFs, options and shares, and there's plenty of information out there. Always fun to talk to. Jeff Bishop, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. I appreciate it. You know, I had never noticed Chris Farley in that intro. I love that guy. He's one of the funniest guys ever.
And that segment was, I think it was Rolling Stone, voted Matt Foley Motivational Speaker the number one Saturday Night Live sketch of all time. I'm not sure I agree with that, but I know that when I saw it, that I was like, okay, there we go. So, yeah, a little Chris Farley for you. Now let's find out what you've got for us. Your next trade is
Disney.
Disney. It's ticker symbol DIS. And why Disney now? What is it that you see in Disney that has you thinking this is a trading opportunity?
So most people think I only trade ETFs. That's what I talk about so often on the website and as far as trading. But I really do trade a lot of large cap stocks on a longer term basis, like a 2 or 3 month. For me, 2 or 3 months is a long term. I'm typically a short term swing trader. But right now, I think Disney is shaping up for a good end of year run. I think hedge funds are always looking for stocks that are high quality, well managed, and are a little bit oversold. And I think Disney fits the criteria there. You also get some dividend. As far as Disney, though, I think that the big driver here for me is taking their content off of Netflix. They took a little hit when they did that. I mean, they announced they were taking their content off of Netflix.
Right.
But I think that's really a positive for the company. This company loves to be in control of their own destiny. They want to manage everything they do, and it must have made sense for them to take it off there. They're going to make more money by getting away from Netflix and sticking with it. So I think this is going to be positive for the company going into the end of the year and next year especially. But I think investors will start to see the company hint about what it's going to look like towards next year as this year goes on.
So this play for you, is it you're buying shares, you're buying options? How are you setting this up in terms of what you're looking for, what your expectations are, and what your possible risk is?
I'm not in the trade yet, by the way. I'm just looking at getting this trade in the next day or two. But I'll be using calls on this trade. So I'll probably be looking at November or December calls going into the end of the year for Disney. Probably around the 105 strike price is what I'm looking at right now. I think the stock could run to about $110 or higher. So I think that on the 105 strike, you've probably got $5 or more of upside into the end of the year. So that would be a really good return on option. Could be a 100% winner there.
Okay. So you're looking at November or December. From the sounds of it, I was surprised when you actually started to say November, because you were talking about longer and looking in towards the end of the year. What's going to determine how you decide between November or December options?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the big difference there is there's a big price difference between the November and the December calls. That's really got to do with Disney earnings coming out between there. So the December calls are priced higher than that. I'm just not sure I'm willing to pay the premium right now for that. So I'm going to give it another couple of days, look at what kind of catalysts I think are coming up. I might just go ahead to the November calls because they're going to be cheaper. Even though I'm going to get a month less of time on there, I think it might make more sense for just a short-term investment. But I really think Disney calls will be strong, so I might go with December too. I'm not sure yet.
What's going to be your stop on this position? I mean, if you see Disney and it winds up starting to work against you for any reason, how far do you let it fall before you say, I'm out?
Hey, it's not going to go against me.
I know that's what you believe, and yet somehow you always have a defensive side to every position you take.
All right. So in the in the unlikely event it does go against me, I'll be looking at the Disney stock itself, not the price of the options. But if Disney stock starts to trade below $100 for a few days, I will probably unwind that position and wait for Disney to settle down again and find a base. I'd probably still go long again, even with just with a lower strike price. But if Disney trades below $100 for a couple of days, that'll be a sign to me this trade is still not quite ready, so I'll get out of my options then.
You said that you believe that Disney could get to 110, but will you start taking profits when this gets in the money if it hits 105 and you're looking at 105 options? Is that where you'd start taking some of your position off the table?
Yeah, I mean, it depends how fast Disney moves up. If it moved up to 105 in the next week or so, the options would really explode, so I could make 100% quickly if that happens. But I think it'll gradually start to climb up is my thinking. So I'm prepared to start taking profits along the way. Typically with a longer-term option position, I'll be looking at a 50% stop loss and 100 to 200% on the upside. So if you're trading stocks, it could sound like ridiculous boundaries, but you know, I make smaller options trades than I normally would make with a regular stock trade. So I've got much less invested in the actual trade, and I'm willing to lose 50% of that if it works against me. But to compensate for that, I'm going to make 100 or 200% on the upside when it does work. So that's what I'll be looking for.
Yeah, that's the ultimate side of being a trader, is that if that happens, and not every trade's going to work out, but the truth is you don't need it to be 50% of your trades to work out to be positive. If you hit your reward on two and you hit your risk on two, you're way ahead.
Yeah. One thing I've found over the years is that option traders especially, they treat these more like stocks. Not on the downside, they might take the 50% loss, but if the stock gets up 10 or 20%, they're so excited and they want to take the profits right away. Well, that sounds good, but in the long run, I feel like you've got to at least double the loss you're willing to make the options work. So if I'm going to take a 50% loss and ride that out, I've got to make 100% or more on the upside. So that's the way it's going to work. And I'm not going to sell if I get up 20 or 30%. I'll hold longer and see how it works out.
Yeah, and it also means you're not going to get into any position where you don't have that kind of risk-reward profile. And obviously, you see that kind of risk-reward profile right now in Disney. Ticker symbol DIS, Walt Disney Company, looking at options November 15th through December 15th, 105 options. That may very well be Jeff Bishop's next trade. Jeff, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great. Thanks, Chuck. We'll see you then.
Jeff Bishop, everybody. He is the editor of TopStockPicks.com, co-founder of RagingBull.com. Check out both websites for more information, and you can also get more on Twitter by following at RagingBull. All right, we are headed for home on today's show, but that just means our second great big interview is coming. Larry McDonald, Lawrence McDonald, the editor of the Bear Traps Reports, the first guy that ever told us you got to prepare for a Trump presidency well before the election. He's back. There's a lot to talk about. It's next. Stay tuned.